with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. California is suing the Trump administration for federalizing the state's National Guard in Los Angeles, where protesters clashed with law enforcement during a series of protests concerning federal immigration raids. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the situation was under control until the Trump administration called up the National Guard.
Since Trump announced his plan to deploy troops, the situation on the ground has escalated quickly, with unrest growing overnight, causing highways to close and putting people in danger.
While President Trump says his deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles was a great decision.
Thank goodness we sent out some wonderful National Guard. They've really helped, and a lot of problems they were having out there. They were afraid to do anything, and we sent out the troops, and they've done a fantastic job.
About 700 Marines will also formally deploy to L.A. in the coming hours to respond to immigration protests. ABC News has suspended senior national correspondent Terry Moran after he sharply criticized President Trump and his top aide Stephen Miller in a social media post.
In the since-deleted post on X, screenshots of which were shared on social media, Moran called Trump and Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor, world-class haters. The critical post caught the attention of conservative X users, including White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who screenshotted the post, calling it unhinged and unacceptable. An ABC News spokesperson said in a statement shortly thereafter, quote, "The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards. As a result, Terry Moran has been suspended pending further evaluation." Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by a point. This is SRN News. Divorce is bad for kids.
A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research reveals what we've all known for some time. When mom and dad split up, it's not great for the children. The report indicates that youngsters whose parents divorce face long-term problems, including lower income, increased mortality risk, and a higher likelihood of teenage pregnancy. About one-third of kids in America will see their moms and dads divorce before they reach adulthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo's already grappling with the long-running priest sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He's met with members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission for the first time. This comes amid questions about his past handling of abuse cases and demands from victims that he enact a true zero-tolerance policy across the church. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is made up of religious and lay experts in child protection as well as abuse survivors. This is SRN News. Israel confirms the death of a Hamas leader during a strike last month. He was the head of Hamas's armed wing. BBC correspondent David Bamford has more.
An Israeli army statement said DNA checks confirmed a body retrieved from a tunnel underneath the European hospital in Khan Yunis was that of Mohammed Sinwar. The Israelis say the body of Mohammed Shabana, the commander of the Hamas Rafah Brigade, was also found at the scene. They died, Israel says, in a military operation on May the 13th. Mohammed Sinwar was the younger brother of Yahya Sinwar, killed by Israel last year. He'd been accused by Israel of masterminding the October 2023 attack on Israel that triggered the war in Gaza.
Meanwhile, Israel seized a boat carrying supplies to Gaza that included onboard activist Greta Thunberg. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.